So this morning's Sunday school lesson is The Consequences of Abandoning Truth. And the first question I thought about when I thought about the title was, what is truth? And so I looked in the dictionary, and it said, the property of being in accord with fact or reality. And I kind of thought that was a little vague because it didn't really say what the fact or reality was that we were basing the truth on. So I went to the Bible, and I'm going to read John 18:37. This is when Jesus was being tried by Pilate. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So in this verse it says that the sole reason that Jesus came to this earth was to witness to the truth. And I'm going to read another verse, John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So here it says that if we know the truth, then it's proof that we are Jesus' disciples, and the truth sets us free from sin. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So here we read that truth is an attribute of Jesus. But I still didn't figure out what truth really meant. So I'm going to read John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So here it says that God's word is the truth. And back to the dictionary definition, the property of being in accord with fact or reality. And I think the fact or reality can be God's word. So modifying it, the definition it would be, the property of being in accord with God's word, definition of truth. And I'm going to read Isaiah 5:20-25. Yeah. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, this is the anger the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched forth his hand against them, and hath smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So in this passage, the Israelites abandoned truth, and they suffered the consequences. God's anger was kindled against them. He stretched forth his hand against them. The hills did tremble. And I think if we abandon the truth, then there are consequences awaiting us. And I think we should try not to abandon truth so we don't have to suffer those consequences. Let's pray. Dear God, I just thank you for this day, and thank you that we can come together to worship you. And I pray that we would keep your truth and not abandon your truth, Lord. And I just pray that as we go to our Sunday school classes that we could learn a lot and we could grow closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.